I have been crushed. But where I've won is that I didn't let the crush kill me. I let it crush me. I dusted off. I came out. I flourished through the rose, through the ashes, whatever you want to call it. Or like I always say, no mud, no lotus. I came out like the lotus, out of the suck and the muck and the crush, and flourished.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of She's Leveling Up. I am so excited about today's conversation because this podcast is about leveling up. It's about change. It's about transformation. And it's about reinventing yourself. I love the idea of completely transforming and reinventing yourself so you don't even recognize the girl you were a year ago. And I want everyone to hear this. You are not stuck right now where you are. If you feel stuck, if you feel like, oh gosh, I can't change. It's too hard. I could never be that. Yes, you can. And today I've got a very special guest who's going to show you exactly how to do this. This guest has reinvented herself so many times. I bet she doesn't recognize herself from 6 months ago. She is 60 years old, and I am bringing her on because I feel like she's the founder of reinvention, but also she has proven to everyone that you can reinvent yourself at freaking 60. So we can do this at any age. We are not stuck. Let me introduce the one and only Rebecca Kordecki. Rebecca, welcome.
Hi, sweetness. Oh my God. Thank you. What a lovely intro.
Woo. Oh, well, there's more. There's more. I need to tell everybody who you are. Rebecca Kordecki is the founder of The Breath Zone, RK Fit Life, and the creator of Booty Slide. I love anything to do with booty. I'm in. Booty Slide is a full body slide base workout that sold at Walmart and Kmart. Rebecca has enjoyed a very successful 27-year career as a highly sought-after wellness expert, corporate wellness coach, life coach, and motivational speaker. She's been featured on The Today Show, Extra, True TV, Hollywood Life, so many other spots as well. She has celebrities, including The Rock, Jim Carrey, Khloe Kardashian, Dakota Johnson, Melanie Griffith. I mean, yeah, this is incredible. She's also a breathwork and meditation coach. And Rebecca is committed to helping her clients have happier and healthier minds, bodies, and spirits. Oh my gosh. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Love you.
I love you. And I want to tell everyone how we met because I feel like it's such a fun story. So I was going through a really hard time in my life. I just got a divorce and I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt like I had so much anxiety that I was falling apart. And I remember waking up in the morning and feeling like I just wanted to lie down on the bathroom floor and I didn't even know how I was going to drive my daughter to school. And I found a breath work session locally. And I was like, oh, I think this is supposed to be really healing. I'm going to go. And you were leading it. This was my first breath work session that I'd ever done. And it was so powerful. I mean, the way you lead these sessions, Rebecca, because I've done others since, and Rebecca is from LA, so she doesn't come to Vancouver often. It's really special when she does. I'll let you guys know when she comes up again, because I think we should all do this. But my goodness, it was transformative. One session, and I remember waking up the next morning and thinking, oh my gosh, I can breathe again.
Yeah, it's like that, right?
And then I heard you one-on-one for one session after that. I bawled like a baby. And
you did. It was so good.
It was your hotel floor room. And I was bawling like a baby. And you just held me. And I mean, held space for me. And it was like, we connected. And I just I feel like you're a friend ever since. So
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I do remember that. And, you know, I always talk about breath work is, at least that style that I teach, when I lead it like that, to me, it's the fastest way back to good. I always say this, like if anyone who's follows me, you've heard me say this before, transformational or conscious circular breathing, three-part breath, whatever you want to call it, to me is the fastest way back to good.
To
excavate all the stuff.
So would you say that this has been part of your reinvention? This has helped you to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, this was, well, breathwork was actually one of the many reinventions. I was counting this morning because I was like, I know I have to talk about reinvention. How many times have I reinvented myself? And I think it's 8. And so, and I want to quantify that and clarify that. So when I say 8 reinventions, it doesn't mean I changed careers every single time. What it means is restarting my business and reiterating it, whether I was on one coast and then moved to, like, I was in California, I moved to New York and reinvented myself in Manhattan and the Hamptons. Then I moved back from Manhattan and the Hamptons and reinvented back in LA. Then I went from fitness to real estate development. I want to share that story actually later about one of the ways people can reinvent. So put a pin in that. Then I went from fitness to breath work, another reinvention, then COVID, another reinvention, yeah, like figuring out how to pivot, like just so many, right? Many of them, like I said, have been staying in the same field and just starting in a new area or finding out how to market on another coast. So, but then there's also been, like I said, reinventions of a completely different career, yeah, and reiterating and coming out like on my feet again.
And that's what I love about you is that nothing has crushed you. Really leveled up every single time.
To be fair, and thank you for that. Yes, I've been crushed. That's just the thing. I have been crushed. But where I've won is that I didn't let the crush kill me. I let it crush me. I dusted off. I came out. I flourished through the rose, through the ashes, whatever you want to call it. Or like I always say, no mud, no lotus. I came out like the lotus, out of the suck and the muck and the crush, and flourished.
And I want to talk about that today. Yeah. I want to talk about, you know, getting crushed and then actually coming back, because I know there's going to be people listening to this right now and they're in the crush. Yeah. They're in that moment where they're just like, I can't effing do this anymore. How do I get out of this? And so we've talked about 3 specific tools that you're going to share with everyone, but I want to ask you, what was the darkest version of you that forced you to reinvent yourself?
Oh gosh. That's a good one. I think that the darkest version of me, where I was the more complete opposite of who I am today, was when I hit my drug bottom. I was using cocaine in my 20s for 6 years, and that addiction crushed me like inside out, and I literally almost died from it. It was so bad and so debilitating, and I was the version of me that I would never recognize now. Like if I saw that version of me that was using every day, that was going for 5 days straight with no sleep, that was only thing I lived for was the drug. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't hurting other people. I was only hurting myself. Like I was drugging and thugging on me, to me. I wasn't like out doing crazy shit or robbing, but I was hurting me and I crushed me. And when I look back now and I go, who the hell was that? It was an iteration of me, though. I had that darkness in me that had to be lived, had to be expressed. I had to, again, go through the suck and the muck of that part of my life to come out. And now I have a whole other compassion and understanding and empathy for people in addiction, for people struggling with substance or food or gambling or love, you know, porn, so whatever it is, addictions, whatever their addiction is, I have a whole different level of understanding that I never would have had in the work that I do as a life coach now. So, but that was the darkest. That addiction was the darkest. Yeah.
That's so impressive to me. And, you know, it's struck me when you said that, because I feel like we all have an addiction on some level, right? Whether it's Netflix or relationships, love, food, late night binging. I mean, there's usually something. And the reason why I've never tried drugs, I've literally my whole life, I've never tried drugs because I have a very, I have a very addictive personality. And I feel like coffee. I used to drink a pot of coffee a day. Chocolate, sugar. I mean, I have had an addiction at every stage of my life and love and relationships, all of it. And I'm like working through breaking them one at a time. And that's a big reinvention on your part to break a drug addiction, and cocaine, the most addictive drug.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think, you know, I think they even say there's other things. They even say sugar, honestly, is just as bad as cocaine now, right?
Yeah,
the addiction to
it's
sugar.
True.
But, you know, for me, I talk about addiction cautiously because and to be fair, I do not use cocaine anymore, but I will have an occasional drink. So I'm not sober, quote unquote, so I don't want to mislead the audience. I want to be very honest and clear about that. I got off of the cocaine, which almost killed me. And I did go to AA. I did do the steps. I did do all those things. And for years and years and years, I followed that practice. And then I found like a rhythm for my life that works. And again, to be fair to the audience, like you do what you have to do
Absolutely.
To stay off of the thing. And if that's completely sober and abstinent from it, great. If that's a modification of it, mm-hmm. that's someone else's decision, mm-hmm. right? So, but that yeah. said, my whole life changed, right? When I completely shifted from that behavior that was mm-hmm. destructive to me. Yeah.
So I'm really curious, what have been the tools? And I know you've got three specific ones that mm-hmm. you want to share, three tools that led you to reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, well, I mean, all the times that I reinvented were often, I was thinking about it this morning too, like what I'm always paying attention to in my spirit, my soul, my heart, my mind is, am I feeling lit up? Am I feeling aligned with my purpose? Am I feeling when I wake up, I'm excited about the day? And so I'm always kind of monitoring that. And that those are the gauge questions that I'm using. And when I find those questions are coming back, no, I'm not lit up. No, I'm not excited to get up. No, I'm not feeling alive anymore in this thing I'm doing right here, right now. Then I go, okay, Kordecki, what do you need to do different? What do you need to do to get that joy back, to get that light back in your eyes, to get the spring in your step again? And so I'm always asking that question over time, right? And so the times when I've had to reinvent mm-hmm. were times when that answer came back, I'm no longer happy. I'm feeling flat. I'm not excited. And sometimes, look, sometimes it's just, you're having a bad fucking day, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's be fair, Kordecki. Like today's a bad day and write it off. It's not time to blow up your career again.
Yeah.
You're just having a bad day or even a bad week. But if I find myself answering, no, I'm not happy. No, I'm not lit up for many days or weeks in a row, then I say, okay, what do we need to do? And that is when I will go for a reinvention. And that might be, I've moved coasts. I've moved cities, areas, just to start over in a new place to get me that excitement again, to get me feeling challenged again, inspired again. Or in the case of the biggest, the biggest reinvention was when I went from fitness, full-time fitness, to full-time breath work. Right. And that one was very much a feeling like you sort of expressed it where you couldn't get when you said when you came to me originally for the breath work, you felt heavy. You couldn't get out of bed. You couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I felt like I had a bowling ball in my belly for weeks. And it was when I had tried breath work for the first time and I knew the breath work could be the next iteration of my work in the world. But I was like, I didn't know how to transition or reinvent or pivot. And so I was doing fitness, teaching classes, teaching clients, doing, you know, wellness events, things like that. I was always in fitness and I loved breath work. I was like, this is the thing I want to do full time, but how do I do it? I would wake up with this feeling in my belly of like, I couldn't count reps one more session.
Wow.
I couldn't get excited to teach one more class. And so I knew that I was done. I was burnt out and I needed to get out of that field. And so one day I just laid down and I did my own breath work to me for, I think it was 2 hours straight, where I just breathed and cried and breathed and cried and screamed and cried and breathed. And when I got up, I was like, I have to quit. I have to quit. I have to go in for this. I just have to throw in the towel on that and go all in on this.
Wow.
And when I did that, when I had that realization, I just did all the things. I started reaching out to all the studios. I started putting myself out there. I started getting clear on my marketing and I just went all in. And then little by little, I got hired at a studio and I became one of their most popular teachers and my classes were sold out with waitlist. And then little by little, I got clients and things and
I really
had the trust.
Story. Yes. I really do. I don't know if you know this, but I used to be a fitness trainer only in the gym.
Yeah.
And I had nutrition background, but I didn't feel like I got to use it. And I remember being in every single session with my clients and thinking, I can't count reps for one,
one more session.
Like, I know. Eight more, seven more, six more. I'm like, killing my soul. And all I want to do is help them with their nutrition because that's what's actually going to transform them. But I felt so stuck. I mean, like, I can't do that in the gym while I'm counting reps. You know, how am I going to do this? And that's when I made the pivot as well. And so I like your story actually just gave me chills and reminded me of that moment. And I feel like there's something, like you said, you're in alignment, right? You're just, you know, you've got this feeling in your belly that this is what you're supposed to do. And then you get into alignment and then everything just flows. And I love that you used breath work for that because physiologically breath work is going to be about grounding you and recentering you with your nervous system. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And then two things I want to touch on to be fair to the fitness industry, right? To other people who are personal trainers right now, who might be loving and shining and loving counting the reps and creating the design of the workout and taking their clients through, all the power and respect to you. I love that industry.
Right? I love it that industry amazing. Too. I'm not shaming it by no means. Yeah. It was just a different path that you and I needed to go.
That's right. But
fitness trainers have their value because I mean, you're keeping someone accountable and motivated and inspired. This is so important. So I love, and we have so many fitness trainers in our community. So love to you guys.
I was I want to be clear that
I love
for
that.
Many years,
thank you.
I couldn't, but for many years, I couldn't train enough people. I was so excited about it. I was like, I fucking love this. I love it until it wasn't my thing anymore. Yeah. And then again, no disrespect, but it was the pivot. It was the training ground. It was the foundation for me that taught me everything I needed to do that. Now I use my energy, my style that I learned as a trainer in my breath work that made me successful in this field. And so I owe that career to so much. And also that's how I invented Booty Slide, which became my infomercial sort of feather in my cap as a trainer that, you know, became this workout that sold on TV. And if I hadn't been a trainer, I never would have created that. And so there's so much I owe to that career and field. It was just became, you know, it's like we have iterations of ourselves and it became a new iteration of me was through breath work.
And it's almost a reminder to embrace the moment that you're in right now, because same with me, my fitness coaching days would never have given me the tools that I needed to be an effective online nutrition coach. And there's a fitness component to what we do as well in our communities. Right. I needed that. And you needed that too. It gave you all the tools and foundation. This is a blessing. And so if there's anyone listening who feels like they're really stuck where they are, the moment that you're in right now has value. This is a stepping stone to you want to go to your reinvention. Yeah. This is a blessing. Yeah. This is not, you know, you're not stuck here.
Right. And I think the most important thing nugget we can give to anyone listening is that, you know, if you're feeling that nudge, that tug, that tickling, you know, that little tap, it's not, like you said, it's not a bad thing. It's like you're signed to listen and take notice and go, what do I need to hear right now? And this is the best part, because right now is the opportunity. Right now is your chance to springboard off of this feeling and find out what it is, what's next, right? And so, yeah, I look at these nudges, these tugs, the crush before the storm, we could say right, is the best part. Because without that, we stay flat, we stay stuck, we stay in an existence maybe that isn't serving us.
Yeah.
So
the crush piece, I want to talk about that because, you know, oftentimes people are like, I'm done. You know, I'm at my rock bottom. And I get excited when I talk to a one-on-one client that's like, I'm done. I'm at my rock bottom because this is what's going to fuel you to really change, right? When we're kind of like, when things are not that bad, we can stay there for a while.
Yeah, we can coast.
Yeah. Yes, we can coast. Mm. But when things are really freaking terrible, you suddenly have this fire under your butt to change and move forward and change your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be the fuel that shifts you, but you know, and bless those who don't need to get to the crush point, right? Or the rock bottom point.
Yeah, let's not make that a goal.
Or the fetal position. Yeah, the fetal position cry to finally rise up.
No.
But for some of us, that's what it takes or took.
Yeah.
For me, it's what it took. you know? And, but yeah, but ever grateful for the crush, the suck and the muck, the mud, the ashes mm-hmm. before the rising up, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
So the three tools going back, you said number one, asking yourself, is this lighting me up?
Yeah. The questions, I would say questions. Like prompts, journal prompts, like, or thought prompts, like as you're moving throughout the day, like, or in meditation or in the morning journaling, like I used to journal. One question I used to always say, like when I was younger, even before I got into fitness, I would say, is this all there is? Is this what, is this all there is? Is this it? Or I would say, why am I here? What is my purpose? And I never understood it or knew it. But as soon as I got inquisitive and questioning about it, then I guess it's like, ask the right question, you'll get the answer. Right. If you don't ask any questions, you'll never move the needle, right? So get thoughtful, ask the question. Does this light me up? Am I feeling inspired? The one question you always hear, it's a bit cliche, but it's like, what's the thing you would do if you didn't ever make another dollar doing it? Mm-hmm. What would be the thing you would say, yes, I'll do this for the rest of my life if you never got paid for it? Mm. And that's a way to start too. Like, and then that's kind of the calling. That's the purpose.
Yeah.
That's the dream. And then you have to reverse engineer and go, well, how the hell do I get that thing?
Yeah.
How can I become the person that does that yes. for a living or create yes. that career?
Yes.
Right. So, but first you have to find the awareness, right? Yeah. The awareness comes through questioning, mm-hmm. right? And aligned this questions.
Is the power of also having a coach and having that coach prompt you with these powerful questions. Yeah. So the second, first question, second is the breath work. And third, what is the third tool?
So I think, you know, mindset shifting, I think, you know, because what can happen is we start believing our own bullshit, right? Like, I'm not good enough. Who am I to, just like you said, who am I to wear a hat? Yeah. We were talking about hats earlier before we started. Like, who am I? Who, you know, what will people think? Or imposter syndrome, right? Like, how do I think I can teach nutrition? I've been doing fitness all these years. Yeah. Why am I suddenly going to be a nutrition coach? Or me, like, how can I pivot out of fitness and suddenly be a life coach? What the hell, right? All these stories, this tape recorder we have in our head full of bullshit, by the way, it's usually bullshit, limiting beliefs, our self-identity, which usually is tied up to, you know, how we were raised, how much money is in our bank, the job we do, the car we drive, what we do for a living, which is all usually lies. That's not who we be. Who we be is how we radiate in the world, our energy, our vibration, right? And so it's like getting rid of the bullshit. So it's mindset shift is the third tool, right? So you have to really distill down, what are the limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck, saying you can't do that new thing? Why can't you? Why not you? Ray Kroc or Harlan Sanders, the guys that McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, they were over 50. I think Harlan Sanders, the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, was 60 when he finally sold his first and became a millionaire. Martha Stewart, like, she was in jail in 2004, right? And everyone thought she was done. She came out and reinvented herself. I don't know how old she is now. She's 82, I think.
Yeah.
And she's reinvented herself.
People like herself. People like her. People,
and she flipped it. She turned it all around. She's working with Snoop Dogg. I mean, I don't know. But it's like,
I love that.
And even speaking of like people reinventing themselves, like some of the people I follow in the industry, influencers, this guy, Rudy Maurer, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's used to be a fitness trainer for years and years. And now he runs one of the biggest Facebook ads agencies in the world, making millions and millions of dollars for companies, big companies. He partners with big, he just bought Pier One, you know, the furniture store. He's doing huge things, but he was a trainer, started as a trainer. And he said, you know what? I'm built for more. And I've got these other cool ideas I want to do. Another person who was also a trainer, Shailene Johnson. I don't know if you know who she is. She used to do Turbo Fire. She was a fitness instructor for years and years and years. I would see her on the infomercials battling my infomercial at 2 a.m. in the morning. And for years, that's what she did. Beachbody, you know, all the infomercials for 20 years. And now she's a huge marketing influencer and social media content creator, doing complete opposite of what she used to do.
I love that. And
because she just decided.
Yeah. You just decide, and there's no age barrier. There's literally
no age barrier. There's no industry barrier. There's no, let me share this quick story about the real estate development.
Remember, yeah, I have a note to ask you about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here I am in fitness, and this was right before I discovered or created Booty Slide, right? I was in fitness. I had just moved from LA to New York. I was doing fitness, trying to reinvent myself there, feeling burnt out. Like, it was challenging to find out how to market on the East Coast and find new clients and rebuild my entire, I was working in California. Before I left, I was fully booked every single day. I had some of my biggest celebrities I worked with, fully booked, but I was burning out in California. My partner at the time said, "Will you move to Manhattan with me? I hate LA." And I'm like, "You know what? I'm kind of burnt on LA. I'm with you. Let's go." So we go to New York. I get there. I'm like, "I don't know how to rebuild myself here. This is crazy." So I finally spent 6 months depressed, pull out of the depression and figure it out. I figured out how to reinvent myself. Then I'm doing fitness, teaching classes, teaching clients. And I decide I am bored. I don't love it anymore. I'm burnt again. Mm-hmm. And I say, "I think I'm going to go into real estate development. I'm fascinated by the buildings in New York. I want to learn real estate development. It's a better income. If you make a sale, you can live off that." So I have all these ideas about it. I don't know a thing about real estate development. Who am I to think I can go from fitness to that? And still I say, I'm going to do it. I've decided and I'm going to do it. So I find the top 10 real estate developers in New York. I make a list and I go, "Okay, I am going to pitch all 10 of these guys and I'm going to sell them on my skills that I do have, which is I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I'm not going to talk about being a fitness trainer. I have built my business and run my business for 15 years. That's valuable. Yeah. I know a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I've got certain skills that other people don't have." So I write this great email and I'm like, "I'm going to send it and I'm going to pitch a position to these guys that they don't have, but I'm going to pitch it to them." So I say, whatever I say, like, "I've got all these skills. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I think I would be an awesome right-hand woman. I could be a good executive assistant to you. Here's why." And I pitch it and I send it out. A month later, the top guy, the one that I really wanted to work for, his assistant calls me and says, "Elon wants to meet with you. He doesn't have a job now, but he loved your email and he wants to just meet you. He'd take a meet and greet." So I'm like, "Holy shit.
Okay." I literally have a
job. Yep. So I go in, I meet with Elon, and we have this great interview. He asks me all these questions and I handle them all perfectly. And I'm firing back to him. He's firing at me. I'm firing back and forth and it goes great. And he's like, "Well, I really loved our interview. I enjoy you. I've got nothing open right now, but you really crushed this interview. I will keep you in mind." 3 months later, I get a call from his office. They're like, "Elon wants to hire you. He's going to make you his executive assistant, $4,000 a month. Come in. When can you start?" I'm like, "Holy shit, I did that." And so I started. I went to work for this guy in real estate development in New York City out of the blue. I've known nothing about it. And he starts teaching me the business. That said, I hated it. I didn't enjoy it. I hated the hustle and bustle. I was like, "This is not me. I don't like," also, I didn't like being chained to an office. I had to show up at 8 a.m., couldn't leave till 5. I was used to being an entrepreneur. So you have to think about too, like, what's your personality type? If you want to reinvent, when you reinvent, who you be and how you be matters. Like, can you work in an office if you're reinventing and you want a corporate job? Is that you? Or are you really an independent entrepreneur, self-employed person? You got to carve a job out to work for you, right? Mm-hmm. So I get there. And so back to the job. I hate it. I'm not happy. There's things about his personality that don't work for me. I don't like working for somebody. And so like 3 months in, I'm like, "I'm gone. I'm out, you guys." I go back to my fitness career. And that is when I created Booty Slide. I came back. Wow. Refreshed and on fire. And Reese, I was so excited to be back. I was like, "I love what I do. I love I have freedom. I love I get to create every day and work with people and people pay me to show them how to work. I love that." I was so re-energized that I created this Booty Slide workout because I was like, "I want something cool and new and fast." And boom, out of that came my infomercial. So taking this step away, this is, a nugget about that. Like, sometimes you have to step away to get re-excited about the thing you do. You step away, you come back, you're lit up again. And then the rest is history. That infomercial became my thing, my feather in the cap.
That moment, you could have looked at it, "Oh, you know, I've wasted 3 months here at a job that I don't like." And,
yeah.
But it was your biggest learning. and it gave you the fire that you needed to create something so big that literally defined your career.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like saying rejection is the universe's protection.
Protection,
right? And in this case, you were rejecting it. Whether you reject it or you get rejected, that is the universe protecting you. And that was your biggest blessing. I just love that. I love that part of your story.
Today's show is brought to you by Simone Lovell's Total Body Transformation. TBT is a step-by-step program to help you achieve the body and life you deserve. Our clients see huge improvements in mood, energy, hormones, cholesterol, blood sugar, libido, and more, all through a simple yet effective nutrition and exercise program. We don't do calorie restricting or liquid fast. We give you the tools you need to build a foundation of proper nutrition, healthy habits, and a positive mindset to get you healthy for life. For more information, check out SimoneLovell.com.
Now, I do want to touch on one thing because I know that a morning routine for you is so important and we align on so many levels. The morning routine piece, which by the way, we're going to put into our show notes and it's a little gift for everyone. And I wanted, I asked Rebecca, I said, Rebecca, this is such a beautiful thing that you do and it's so transformative. Can you give this to my audience? And you graciously said yes. So thank you.
Yeah,
but talk to me, what is it about your morning routine that transforms you?
Yeah. So for me, I started doing a regular morning routine about 10 years ago, and I honestly can say it is the one thing, it is the glue that has held me together on the days where I feel heavy, on the days where I wake up flat, on the days where I'm like, I'm feeling anxious or out of sorts. And it's just been transformational for me. Now, one thing I want to say about morning routines, because now there's this whole like the hustle and grind culture sucks. There's this whole new movement about like the hustle and grind people suck. All the people pushing morning routines and waking up at 5 a.m. is bullshit. So I want to say that a morning routine can be done any time of the day. It doesn't have to be at 5 a.m. You don't have to wake up at 4 or 5 to crush it in life with a morning routine. You could wake up at 12. And I'm just suggesting that do these things right as soon as you open your eyes, maybe have tea or coffee or juice or whatever it is, and set the tone of your day with something like this, right? Because I don't care what time it is. What I care is that the way you start your day is the way you greet the day. And so if you don't start your day on the right foot, I'm sure your audience can attest to this. When you start off and everything's going wrong and you just lean into that like bad mood and bad energy, it's like one thing after another bad keeps happening, I find.
100%. I don't know,
right?
But, 100%.
Yeah. And when I set my day with the right tone and the right vibe and the right energy, whew, I just welcome all the blessings. I open up to all the opportunities and possibilities. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be having this great day and then boom, you get into a car accident that day.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean, but at least you give yourself the best opportunity to start your day in the best way.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And this is why I'm such an advocate for working out first thing in the morning. And I know movement is also something that you advocate.
Yeah, in the routine.
Yeah. But I mean, the reason for me, I mean, it's truly gotten me through some of the hardest times. Again, if I'm struggling with anxiety, I'll feel it the moment I wake up. And that movement, every time you work with movement, it just, the anxiety leaves you, right?
Yeah.
And, and then first thing in the morning, there's something about getting that dopamine, serotonin, endorphin hit that is so positive that, and it just carries through the rest of your day with that same positivity. I also feel like when I do my workout first thing, I've crossed off something so big in my day. This is a huge achievement for me because self-care is my number one thing. Health is my number one thing. So when I check that off, I'm like, oh, wow, I am literally crushing my day and it's only 6:25.
That's right.
Someone else could be 10:25, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's the start of your day. You've crossed something big off your list. And now I'm taking that energy of I'm a doer, I'm an achiever, I'm a fighter, I'm unstoppable, I'm unshakable into my day. I just feel like having a solid morning routine literally changes your mindset for the entire day.
100% and a huge, huge, huge advocate of it. This gift that I'm giving the audience is called How to Create a Badass Morning Routine. And so it's a masterclass with me. They'll get to watch me kind of talk about what the components are, why it's important. And you'll see I take everyone through an exercise in there that's cool. So my point, though, tagging onto what you said about movement is, you know, the movement is the fastest way also. Breath, I believe breath and movement are the fastest way to change our state, our physiology, right? So you can't deny that when you jump up and down or you do jumping jacks or you do a quick sprint, that instantly everything in your body changes. Your heart rate changes. You break a sweat. You feel invigorated. Your cells are, your blood flow is different and you can't help but feel a shift, right? So that is something that's free, that's easy, that's available to all of us. It doesn't have to be jumping up and down. It could be getting on a bike and going really fast and hard and getting your heart rate up to change your state. And then breath, as soon as you take that big deep breath and release, there's a shift, right? Your parasympathetic nervous system turns on, right? You could hold your breath and create like a feeling too. Like you could just hold your breath for 1 minute and then let it go and you suddenly feel tingly and vibrating and all the nerve cells and you've created another energy shift. So breath and movement to me are the fastest and easiest, most accessible ways to change our state. And then add into that meditation, add into that journaling, add into that mindset shifting, but it's...
Yeah. And how cool, these things are all free. And I mean, the breathing, I really like because it doesn't take extra time. You can breathe while you are reading an email.
Yeah, 100%.
For anyone saying, I don't have time for a morning routine. Yes. Let's start with breathing. Let's start with breathing. Yeah. It's easy, it's free, and you can multitask if you need to, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, I have one last question for you.
Okay, give it.
And I love that, like, no holds bar with you. There's nothing, you know, off the table in terms of what you share. And this one, I really want to hear, what was the loss that came with reinventing yourself?
The loss. I wish I could say there's one. I honestly don't feel a loss. Honestly, I feel like I only gained, wisdom and insight and reminding myself that I am invincible, that I am resilient as fuck, that I can take any challenge on. I can decide just like that. I can make it happen just like that. Doesn't mean that it's not a little messy and there's some oopses along the way, but like once I decide that I get to be the creator of what I want to, the designer of what I want to create. Right. And so there wasn't any loss really, as I think about it.
And so were there any relationships that kind of fell off due to your reinventions?
Any relationships? No. Like if anything, I only gained new friendships, new relationships, more deeper relationships with more depth.
I love
that. Like,
I love that. And I'll relate to that. I mean, I will say that with my reinventions, and I only have three reinventions.
Yeah,
I am 43, but I don't recognize who I was. I had this conversation with my dad literally this morning. He said, "I'm just, you know, I'm so proud of you," in a text. And I said, "Oh, that means a lot, Dad." And I said, "You know, Dad, 2 years ago, I don't even recognize that girl, and that was a little girl, and." I see myself as like a grown ass woman, fighter, tough, resilient. I mean, not every day is perfect. And there are times that, you know, I feel like I'm crumbling, but then, you know, because of the hard stuff that has happened, it's pushed me to another level, you know, of toughness. And I love that. And so like you, there is no loss in reinventing yourself. There's, and I want everyone to hear that if you're scared, because I think a lot of times our brains hold us back. That's what they do. Our brains don't like change.
Yeah. The minds, they won't want to see us change. They want to do what we know. They want to do what we're good at. They want to keep us in that steady state place, that comfort zone. Right.
But, exactly. Yeah. So if you're feeling stuck, you may be feeling stuck, but it's also your brain trying to keep you there. because this is all it knows. And so what I love about what Rebecca said, there is zero loss in reinvention and only gain every step of the way. And you know what? In my case, I did lose some friends.
It's okay. Because they weren't your aligned friends anyways.
They weren't my people. I lost, and I've lost, relationships as well, like partners. But every single time, my life gets better. The friendships, and like you said, the connections are deeper, more meaningful, more loving. The people that are in my life right now, I mean, these are people that are my family, my chosen family that would do anything for me. I lost some friends, but I gained real family friends now, you know? Yeah. And so I love that. There's no loss. I mean, Rebecca, we could talk forever. I feel like we need to do a part two.
We do. Let's do a part two. Let's do it. For sure.
And please let us know when you come to Vancouver, because I am there. I am
awesome. I'm working on it now.
Cool. That's amazing. We will share in the show notes the morning routine masterclass with Rebecca Kordacki. I have watched it and I loved every minute of it. I line up with everything that you say in there. And I think my audience is really going to appreciate that. So thank you so much. And thank you so much. I know you're so busy. Thanks for taking the time for being here.
Thank you. I adore you, and I always would say yes to you. So yeah, part two, definitely. Thank you for having me. And yeah, if anyone's interested in connecting outside of the morning routine too, find me on Instagram.
We're going to put that all wherever. In the show notes.
If you have questions about reinvention too, like, don't hesitate to reach out. As you said, the queen of reinvention.
You are the queen. A founder. I said founder, holy but you're shit, the queen.
A founder. That's funny. The founder. Okay. That's good. I like that.
I do. I know I said I was done, but there's one more thing I want to add. And that's your hat. Because when we got on the Zoom call, I said, I love how badass your hat is. And then tell me what you said after that.
I said, what did I say? I said,
well, your partner struggled with that.
Yeah. Like, yes. Someone that I was dating that said, when you wear your hat, I don't take your content as serious. Right. And, that it doesn't make, I don't take you as serious as professional, I think was the word she used. And so I said, thank you for that feedback. But then I thought, I wonder if other people feel that way, if it impacts my content or my delivery, or whether people think I'm smart or whatever, because I have a hat on. So I did a reel on my social media and I said, hat or no hat. And I posed the question to my audience. And we were laughing about it because I said, I think 90%, 95% of the people said the hat doesn't matter. I listen to you for your words, your wisdom, what you share. It's not about the hat. In fact, keep the hat. The hat's awesome. But there were about 5 people that said, she's right. When you have the hat on, sometimes I don't take you as serious. So it was interesting, but literally only 5 out of like 300 comments.
And this is what I feel when you showed up today with the hat. I'm like, this is a woman who doesn't give a shit about what people think about her. I want to be that woman. And if I'm going to hire a coach, I want to hire someone who is bold, who dresses how they want to dress, who owns it, who is confident in the way they show up. And I feel like that hat is a bold statement of confidence.
Happened at 60. I started wearing it right before 60. And now at 60, I'm like, I'm going to wear whatever the fuck I want now. Fuck off, people.
As you should. I feel like it actually made me want to tune into you more. Because I mean that. And I started wearing hats. I told you I started wearing hats about a year ago. And I remember I had that imposter syndrome that you talked about, like, who, you know, people are going to say, who the F does she think she is wearing a hat, like trying to be so stylish. And I had the first day I wore it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know people are going to say something and there's going to be so much hate mail. Well, there was no hate mail. And then I started to love the hat and I started to become more confident in my day to day anyways, that the hat was just, you know, an accessory. But we should wear whatever we want. We should do whatever.
That's right.
Whatever makes us happy, whatever lights us up, right?
Yes, lights us up, puts a spring in our step. When I wear my hats, I just instantly something turns on in me. It's just different. It's another iteration. Then I wear a baseball cap sometimes. Sometimes I wear a bandana. Sometimes I wear my hair in a ponytail. It's just different energies and iterations, and all of them are important.
And maybe, you know, thinking about you guys in the audience right now that are wanting to reinvent yourself, what is that outfit that is going to help that reinvention? Is it you in a suit? Because I used to wear gym clothes, right? I was always in my Lulus and baseball hat. And I was imagining myself in a suit because I just felt like more, you know, in my power in a suit. And it's true. Yeah. And when I get dressed for work, I get dressed up and I work from home. I don't leave the house those days. Yeah. And I'm in my suit and people are like, I wear heels at my desk.
That's great. Right? Fucking love it. Yes. That's awesome though, but because it makes you feel.
Yes. Yeah. It puts me in that reinvention.
So good.
It puts me in that leveling up mode. And I'm not saying that a suit will do this for anyone else. Like, it's whatever. Is it a hat? Is it, maybe it's Lulus that make you feel powerful. What is it that will put you in? So I think dressing, there's something about dressing.
Yeah, that, 100%. Right? Or like, maybe you're that person who's always been in a suit and you're like, I just want to wear pajama bottoms and a dress shirt on top and be on Zooms. I want to be in my PJs, or I want to be naked below my dress shirt and do that because that's how I want to reinvent. I want to work from home. I don't want to work in an office. Yes. But whatever it is, like, do it.
Do it. Yeah, life's too short, right?
Life's too short.
Yeah. Fuck yes. Oh my gosh. Well, on that note, thank you so much again, Rebecca. Again, I'm going to put everything in the show notes of how to reach out to Rebecca and grab that morning routine piece that I know you guys are going to love. So again, thanks so much for everyone tuning in today. I hope you found this helpful. And thank you so much, Rebecca, for being here. It's an absolute honor to be able to interview you. Thank you.
Aw, thank you, sweetness. I adore you.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.